Rishus, all the Choshev Rabbonim, and everyone who's present. Just a few short akdomas. First of all, I struggle with my voice very much, and during the course of my day, I drink numerous cups of water and tea. So is there anyone here that could possibly bring me a cup of tea? Is that possible? You got it? Thank you very much. Just a teeny, teeny touch of sugar, okay? That's first of all. Second of all, I'm not in Brooklyn tomorrow, so if you want to take a bechina, it has to be today, not tomorrow. Just you should know. Ben Azmanim, I try to like clear my mind a little bit. So I wasn't really thinking about anything to speak about, and I was standing in the base medrash with one of the fine boys in the room at the moment. And we're talking about learning. Now, my life is learning. It's what I do. I try to do as much time as I can. And we're talking about, a boy said, you know, Batsam, in theory, I would also do this. The problem is that I don't like it. Because I don't enjoy it. If I would enjoy it, then I would like it. And then, you know, maybe I'd do more of it. But I don't like learning. And this is a problem that a lot of people face. I assume that there's a few people in this room that have struggled with this a little bit. You just don't like learning. You know, maybe we know it's the right thing to do. Maybe it's like, you know, it's impressive and it would be nice. But if I don't like it, so then, you know, what am I supposed to do? And the reason I don't like it is because I don't enjoy it. That's what one of the boys said to me today. I'd like to talk about that in a little bit, I think, how it has to do with Pesach. I think it does have a little to do with Pesach, and I think it's an important question. Do you boys think, is this engaging? Do you like, is this something that you're interested in talking about? Because if not, we could talk about something else. Anyone interested in this? Are you interested in this topic at all? Yeah. Anyone else? You are? He said yes. No, he gave me a good, that was a good check. Huh? Okay, boys. I'm happy to hear what you have to say. It's Ben Azmanim. We're like unplugged, you know, even though we're being recorded. But whatever, we could erase that. Whatever you have to say, by all means. So I wanna tell you that this boy made a tragic error, and it's a very big error that's being made globally. I mean, all over the place. He told me that the reason why he doesn't like it is because he doesn't enjoy it. The reason I don't like learning is because I don't enjoy it. Right? Does that make sense? I think he made a mistake. I think the reason why he doesn't enjoy it is because he doesn't like it. Now, this is very deep and subtle, but I want you to try to get this. Okay? If you would like something, you'll enjoy it. We think we enjoy things because we enjoy them. Why? It's what I enjoy. What do you want from me? You know, well, I like it. Anyone who likes baseball? Raise your hands. Come on, guys. Could you do that? Anyone here likes basketball? Basketball? You don't like basketball? Anyone here likes hockey? Anyone here likes bowling? What about that game they play in England? The one they throw it down. You know what I'm talking about? Cricket. Anyone like cricket? No one here likes cricket? Why doesn't anyone like cricket? Can you tell me why you don't like cricket? Why don't you like cricket? What's your name? With the blue shirt with the checkers on it. What's your name? Becher? You got a first name? Thank you very much. Should I make him taste it?
No.
So, Rabbi Becher, what's your first name? Shua. You like cricket? Why not? Why don't you ever play it? Oh, okay. Anyone else ever have exposure to cricket? You? You like cricket? Why don't you like it? It's boring sport, right? I got it. What about the game on the horse, or without the horse? What's the one without the horse? You know, you hit the balls. You can do golf. Let's do golf. You guys like golf? Anyone here like golf? You got some sophisticated boys over here. You know that game where you put the holes in the ground and you hit the ball? You know what I'm talking about? What's it called?
Croquette.
Is that what it is? Anyone like that game? Anyone follow sports? That's it? Are these New Yorkers? Anyone here follow bowling? Why not? What? There's nothing to follow? Hold on a second, guys. Baruch ato Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiyah b'kol. I want to tell you something, guys. The most boring sport on the planet is baseball. Baseball is so boring. Okay? It's pathetic. You could fall asleep if you're even just playing left field, you could fall asleep out there. Never mind. Following a baseball game is extremely, extremely boring. Now that's coming from an avid sports fan. I used to play baseball myself. I played with people who were major leaguers. As a matter of fact, I was very athletic, different than Rabbi, whatever. Baseball was my thing. I was crazy about baseball. When I was 16 years old, I told my mom I want to take a year off from school. I want to play baseball because there was a major league scout that actually came to scout out myself and my pitcher. I was a catcher. And we were scouted and we were told that we could possibly play on a major league level. I had an arm like a cannon and baseball was my life. It was my life. I was crazy about it. But I'm telling you, baseball is the most boring sport, unless you're a pitcher or a catcher. Those are the two like really exciting positions because you're always doing something. But you're playing center field. I mean, how often does something happen out there? Right? Or right field, left field? Why does everyone like baseball? And I'm going to tell you the answer to this question. And this is the truth, whether you're ready to recognize it or not. You like baseball because he likes baseball. And he likes baseball because he likes baseball. He likes baseball because of him. It's the only reason we like baseball. We like baseball because America decided baseball is a cool sport. That's the only reason. The American sports, we're all into it. We would all be into that game. What's that game called? The one they play in England? What's that called?
Cricket.
In England, they're crazy about cricket. And you ask them about baseball, they say, oh, baseball is so boring. Like, why could you watch baseball? And we say, how could you watch cricket? Cricket is so boring. How could you play cricket? No one's interested in playing cricket because we think it's boring. The reason is because we have generated, now listen to me, we have generated an excitement about something and that made us like it. Because we live in a society where it's exciting. Where everyone's talking about, let's say you're playing baseball, you're watching baseball, it's the big game, it's the this, the that. So it became exciting, but it's really not more than any other sport. It's just that that's where we've been brought up. So we have created a like for something, and that's why we enjoy it. Because we like it, that's why we enjoy it. And that's very much different than the way we think. So my point is like this, if someone would be brought up and would convince himself and he'd be he would generate for himself an appreciation, a like, an understanding for how important something is or how enjoyable something is or how right something is, then he'll enjoy it. If you like it, then you'll enjoy it. The problem is we don't like it. So we have to first generate a like. And I think that that's the most important thing. The reason why we enjoying baseball is because we all have been trained to like it. That's where we grow up. We grow up, this is fun, this is enjoyable, and I know, because I'm telling you, baseball is my life. Literally, I live from game to game. And everything else in between was just like to try to like keep me out of trouble. But if we can somehow channel that and start like liking something else, let's figure out what we could like. That's maybe more important than baseball, because in reality, baseball is dull. You only get up to bat like, you know, every once in a while. Right? You only get a ball hit you every once in a while. Think about it. It's a really boring sport. How often does something exciting happen in the game? But we're all into it because we've created a like, and it's something that cannot be explained other than you are attached to this. You're committed to it. So what I want you to do is I want you to think for a second. If we can make that learning, Torah, or whatever else about the religion is something that we like, then I'm telling you, you can enjoy it. It doesn't go the other way around. It's not like if I enjoy it, then I'm going to like it. It's if I like it, then I'm going to. So we got to figure out how to like it. So I think that you are in a very, very unique position, you guys, because you have probably the coolest Rebbeim that I ever met in my life in yeshiva. These guys, these Rebbeim are so cool, they're so hip, they're so likable. And they're representing Torah. I have over here, you know, I've met some of your Rebbeim, I've spoken with them, but the whole atmosphere here is so enjoyable. If you could buy in and say, wow, you know, who do you want to be when you grow up? I know what I want to be when I grow up. I haven't grown up yet. I want to be someone like Rabbi Wallerstein. When I grow up one day, when we both grow up, you can grow up also. No, in reality, if you have someone that you look up to, and you have something that you can attach yourself to, I think then we could we'll start enjoying it more. Our problem is we are attached to other things. We've been programmed to enjoy something else. So we got to like deprogram ourselves. We got to change the program a little bit. And in reality, that's what happened to Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. You know, we were so Egyptianized. We were so into the culture in Mitzrayim. We were all, you know, there's a saying, walk like an Egyptian. That's what we were all doing. We were all just walking the walk, talking the talk. We were so Egyptian that the Malachim couldn't tell the difference, really. Like, you know, why are you saving these people? And Yetzias Mitzrayim does not mean taking the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim means taking the Mitzrayim out of the Jewish people. That's what it means. It means if you could take the Mitzrayim out of you, we've got so much culture in us, so much of this garbage, that we don't even know what we like anymore. We're so confused. Because we've got to like pull that out of us. And then the person's got to learn to figure out what does he really like. And as much as I thought that when I was a kid, I liked baseball, I haven't touched, well, that's not true. I haven't played baseball on competitive level in a long time. And all that like that I had over there, it's now somewhere else. It's in a Gemara, it's in a Musa Seder, it's in a davening. And I've learned to like that. And once I did that, I can start enjoying it. I think that's really the process and the way that it goes. I want to end with one thing, my friends. It was Faust. I have someone that's very close to me. His name is Rav Gamliel Rabinovich. Yeah, the boys know who Rav Gamliel is? Rav Gamliel is a holy Jew. A holy Jew who lives in Israel. He's Yerushalmi. And he's the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva called Shari Shamayim. He's a big Kabbalist and all that stuff. He's very close to Rav Zachariah Greenwald and many other people that he has a very strong impact on Klal Yisrael. So he comes to our yeshiva regularly, I would say 2-3 times a month. And he was telling me that he went to a yeshiva in Beit Shemesh. And the yeshiva in Beit Shemesh, there's only 4 boys in the yeshiva. He went to speak. So he said, you're probably wondering, why is Rav Gamliel Rabinovich coming to speak to 4 boys? Right? I got other things to do with my time than to travel to Beit Shemesh, which is quite a trip. It's out of the city. He comes to speak to 4 boys. So he said the following thing. He says, my father, Rav Gamliel said about his own father, Zolzayin Gezunt, has already 100 enoklach. He has 100 grandchildren. So when I speak to a person, he said, I'm not speaking to him like he's one person. Because if I can have some sort of impact and impression upon you, I'm having an impact on 100 people. So the 4 of you, I'm talking to 400 people, he said. There's 400 people in this room. It's 4 kids. Each one is 100. So Rabbi Wallerstein started and he mentioned that, you know, 50,000 people are waiting for the Beis HaLevi. There's 50 boys in this room around. Is that number around right? More than that. More than 50,000. There's 50,000 people that are here right now. 50,000 of you in the room at the moment. Which means that person has to think about himself and says, I'm making decisions. Where I'm going, it's not just about what I want to do, but it's about what's going to happen with my family, what I'm going to bring into the world, what's going to happen afterwards. We have 50,000 Jews in this room at this moment. More. And the base of Chavetz Chaim said, we could bring Mashiach. So this room right now could bring Mashiach. We just got to like start taking steps. We've got to start liking it. And how do we start liking it? We have to start like getting with it. If we do that, so then, you know, Pesach is a time of geula. It's a time of redemption. We should be zochet to the Mashiach. The Karov, we should be zochet all of us to be back in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. I'd like to ask you boys if you have any questions that you'd like to ask. If not, I got to get back to some of the crowd over there. Anyone? Did you guys understand what I was trying to say? Did you understand what I was saying? You want to repeat it? No, I'm just kidding. You could? That shows that they have like nice qualities, very fine. Did he make trouble while I was speaking?
Every person turned around.
Yeshua, what do you say? You understand what I was trying to say?
Yes.
Do you like learning? It's on the way. It's on the way. Is anyone here that could say that they like learning? Do you know why? Why do you like to learn? What's your name? What? What's your name? Shalom Aleichem Mordechai. How are you? Good color. Good color. Good color. It's okay. It's okay. Why do you like to learn? Do you know?
Enjoy it.
Is there a reason for that? You know?
Explain it.
It's just something you feel, right? Is there anyone here that thinks that they don't like to learn? Thank you very much. There's no one here that thinks they don't like to learn? So, let me ask that question. If you like to learn, raise your hands. Okay, so there's guys here that are not... What's your name over there with the blue shirt? You. Collar? Have good taste? Shalom Aleichem. What's your first name?
Binyamin.
Binyamin Kale? Go. These are my boys. I'm almost finished, guys. I'm almost finished. So, Binyamin, is your friend Mordechai?
Yeah.
How are you? When I asked, do you like to learn? You didn't raise your hand, right? You love to learn?
Love.
Oh. So let's shout it again. If you love to learn, raise your hand. There you go. I got him. If you like to learn, if you love to, keep your hand raised if you love to learn. I'm in that, love to learn. If you like to learn, raise your hands. If you don't like to learn, can you raise your hand? Everyone else put their hand down. If you don't like to learn, these guys are amazing.
Should you walk out of the room?
Should you walk out of the room? Are they going to get in trouble if they say that? They can't be honest.
That's not honest. Honest is that we like to learn. That's why, we never had this discussion, they don't even know my opinion.
Yeah.
But zikha, honestly, every person likes to learn. Every person wants to do what's not Hashem. Everyone wants to do the right thing. So they're not lying. They're saying the truth. Right now, they don't feel they like it right now, but they know deep in their heart. That's
so I want them to raise their hands.
They're not all the way. Ellie, can raise your hand. You like to learn, please. If you like to learn, raise your hand. Thank you.
Where's Ellie? Do you like to learn? Huh? Not you. I'm talking to the... Here. You saying yes for him? You brothers?
No.
Back to that?
It's like kind of in heaven.
What? A little? So could you raise your hand? Thank you very much. What about you?
A little here and there.
What do you like to learn? Do you want to like to learn more? So raise your hand. There you go. You're sure you did that already, right? Do you like to learn? You're in? Okay, I'm going to try this one more time, okay, guys? If you like to learn, could you raise your hands? Did you raise your hands? You like to learn? Who's going on? That guy over there? Who's Tommy? Tabby? Tabby? Where is he? How you doing, Ansel? Come over here. We're almost done. You're the last one. You're the last contestant. Let's go. Come. What's your name? See how easy it is? It's just...
Why did you pick him?
Good choice, good choice. Okay, guys. Look, I'm telling you guys, the more, if you would say that to yourself and you'd be honest, because some of you are being honest and you're not being honest, you'd say it every day. I really want to learn. I really want to like to learn more. I'd like to, you'd be amazed at what's going to happen. You're going to have a transformation. And all you guys, you're going to skip over Yeshiva Deres HaTorah because you'll end up in something like Rav David Soloveitchik, Rav Meshu. Wherever they're going to end up, you'll end up, whatever it is, you'll be good, you'll be good Jews, whatever it might be. Hope you have all a wonderful Yom Tov. Thank you. You are exceptional as far as, I've spoken to a lot of different crowds, and you boys are all listening very nicely, and tremendous Bali Midas, and I want to wish you all a very good Yom Tov. I got him.
Good ball player, very good ball player. You look at me when you need a point guard.
You inspired me. Thank you. Everybody spoke to me already. That was family.
Did that was family? You're one of the boys? You wait here for a second.
Yeah.
I should take him? I got him.
Pokemon learning. Pokemon learning.
And he's a very good guy.
Shkoya.
That's all. Tremendous ball.
Just basketball?
No,
anything. Yeah.
Are you related to those? I had a Talmud named Shia Tabi. No? You know Shia? Yeah, right, that's right.
I had a sentence.
My brothers.
And brothers? Remember?
I'm sure they remember, yeah. Danny and Ari, I think it was.
My brother was Dobie Shane.
Oh.
My baby brother.
I just saw Dobie.
Hey, son, yeah. Keep yourself busy.
Mr. Tammy, like the speech was good, you approved, it sounds excellent.